In every movement, one of great virtue follows Tao and Tao alone. Tao is elusive and intangible. Intangible and elusive, yet within it is an image. Elusive and intangible, yet within it is a form. Deep and obscure, yet within it is an essence. This essence is very real, and therein is something that can be tested. From the ancient times until now, its manifestations have never ceased. It is that by which we may see the beginning of all things. How do I know what is at the beginning of all things? Because of this. Bowed down, you are preserved. Sometimes bent, you are made straight. When you are empty, you are made full. When you are worn, you can be newly made. When you have little, contentment is simple. When you have too much, you are perplexed. Therefore, the wise embrace the one and become an example to all. They do not display themselves and are therefore visible. They do not justify themselves and are therefore great. They do not make claims and are therefore given merit. They do not seek glory and can therefore endure. Because they do not contend, nothing contends with them. Is not the ancient saying true? When you bow down, you are preserved. Turning back, you are preserved to the end. Nature says very little. A strong wind does not last all morning, and a downpour cannot last all day. If even nature's utterances do not last long, how much less should that be that of human beings? That is why one follows the way of nature. Those who know only the way conform to the way. Those who know only virtue have virtue. Those who know only loss conform to loss. Those one with the way are embraced by the way. Those one with the power of virtue take comfort in virtue. Those one with the loss experience loss willingly. If one has not learned to trust, how can they be trusted? Those standing on tiptoe appear unsteady. Those walking too hastily cannot maintain the pace. Those who must explain themselves are not clear. Those who make a show of themselves are not distinguished. Those focused only on glory cannot be useful. Those at one with Tao know that what is not useful does not endure. Like food in the body, what is unnecessary is eliminated. Thus, those who possess Tao have no use for that. There is a thing confusedly formed, born before heaven and earth. In the silence, it is the void. Ever alone and unchanging, goes round and round and does not weary. It is the mother of all things. I know not its name. To speak of it, I call it Tao. Forced to describe it, I call it great. Being great is described as receding. Receding, it is described as far away. Being far away, it is described as turning back. Therefore, the Tao is great. What is above is great. What is below is great. The ruler is also great. But there are four greats in the universe, and the ruler counts only as one. Humans follow the laws of below. What is below follows the laws above. What is above is orchestrated by Tao, and Tao is the law of nature. The heavy is at the root of the light. Stillness is the master of restlessness. Therefore, the sage, traveling all day, does not lose sight of what is carried. Though there is great beauty to be seen out there, one is unattached and never composed in here. What should happen if the Lord of 10,000 chariots acts lightly in the world? To be light is to lose one's root. To be restless is to lose one's sense of stillness. When you are traveling, leave no tracks. When you speak, know when to stop. One who measures needs no counting rods. The proper door needs no lock, yet it cannot be opened. The proper binding needs no knot, yet it cannot be untied. Therefore, the sage cares for others and does not abandon anyone. Caring for everything, they abandon nothing. This is the way of enlightenment. Therefore, the good is the teacher the bad learns from, and the bad is the material the good works with. Not to value the teacher and to disregard the material, one may be intelligent, they are greatly confused. This is called the essential mystery. Know the male, but hold to the role of the female. Be like water that nourishes the valley. Being the watercourse for the world, the endless virtue will not run dry. And you will return to the state of innocence. no purity, but hold to the role of darkness, and be an example to the world. Being an example to the world, the endless virtue is unwavering, and you will return to the boundless and infinite. No honor, but keep to the role of the disgraced, and be the valley to the world. Being the valley of the world, the endless virtue will be sufficient. Return to being the uncarved block. When it is carved, it becomes useful. Because the sage is useful, they become great leaders. Thus the greatest cutting does not sever. Can you take power over life and control it? It cannot be done. It is the composition of a sacred instrument and requires no improvement. If you try to control it, you will ruin it. If you try to hold it, you will lose it. Some things lead and some things follow. Like the breath, you cannot hold it. Some things are hard and some things are supple. Some things climb to take by force only to fall. Therefore, the sage avoids extremes, eliminates excess and arrogance. If you would counsel a ruler on the way of Tao, teach how force is not necessary. To conquer others only brings forward their resistance. Where there is an army, brambles grow, and in the wake of a mighty army, bad harvests follow without fail. A good leader achieves success by knowing when to stop, achieves followers without the use of domination. They know success but do not brag. They achieve results but are not arrogant. They achieve results because it is the natural way. Results come by way of necessity and not through force. Force exhausts strength, and it is not the way of Tao. That which goes against the way will come to an early end. Weapons are tools that destroy, and all things detest them. Therefore, those who possess Tao do not need them. The wise value turning back, while others would push blindly forward. Weapons are tools that destroy. They are not the tools of the wise. They are used when all else fails, and victory offers no cause for rejoicing. Calm detachment can be more powerful. Those who seek glory may delight in the killing. Those who delight in killing will never know the value of life. Auspicious events favor those who turn back. Inauspicious events favor those who push blindly forward. In the army, the lieutenant stands to the left, while the general is positioned to the right. This is how people stand at a funeral. Those who have been killed are mourned with sadness. Victory during war is like a funeral. Tao is forever nameless and unformed. In its simplicity, it cannot be grasped. If you could harness it, the 10,000 things would follow on their own. What is above and what is below move in harmony to bring about rain and dew. Without the use of force, all things are nurtured, but unaware. When the whole is divided, it has names. These names come to exist everywhere. As soon as there are names, you should know it is time to stop. Knowing when to stop, you can be free of danger. Tao is through the world like the stream to the valley that always flows back to the sea. Those who understand others have intelligence. Those who understand themselves are enlightened. Those who overcome others have force. Those who overcome themselves are strong. Those who know contentment are rich. Those who persevere have purpose. To remain still is to endure. To die, but not to perish, is immortality. The great Tao flows everywhere. It can flow to the left, it can flow to the right. The myriad of things depend on it, yet it claims no authority. It achieves its work, but does not lay claim to merit. It clothes and feeds the myriad of things, but makes no claim of being their master. Ever desiring nothing, it might be called insignificant. The myriad of things return to it, but it does not control them. In this, it can be called great. Because it does not seek greatness, it succeeds in achieving greatness. Have in your hold the great image, and the empire will come to you. Coming to you and meeting with no harm, it will be safe and sound. Music and food may induce the wayfarer to stop, but the way of Tao passes through the mouth without flavor. It cannot be seen and cannot be heard. Although you use it, it cannot be exhausted. If you would have something shrunk, you must first stretch it. If you would weaken something, you must first strengthen it. If you wish to lay something aside, you must first set it up. If you wish to take something, you must first learn to give it. This is called subtle clarity and seeing into the nature of things. The soft and the weak overcome the hard and strong. Just as the fish has no need to leave the deep water, the sharpest weapon does not need to be displayed. Tao invariably takes no action, and yet there is nothing that is left undone. If a leader understands this, the myriad of things will transform on their own. After transformation, should desire raise its head, they are restrained naturally by the weight of the nameless uncarved block. The uncarved block is undefined simplicity and is the freedom from desire. Without desire, there is only stillness. Through non-action, the empire will be at peace of its own accord. Highest virtue is unaware of being virtuous. Therefore, one has virtue. Inferior virtue tries to be virtuous. Therefore, one has lost their virtue. Highest virtue never acts, yet there is nothing left undone. Inferior virtue is always doing something, and yet there is much that is left undone. Highest benevolence means taking action with no ulterior motive. Highest righteousness strives to take action, but has an ulterior motive. Highest discipline means taking action, but when there is no response, rolls up the sleeves and resorts to taking by force. Therefore, when the way is lost, virtue becomes important. When virtue is lost, the way of benevolence rises. When benevolence is lost, the way of morality rises. When morality is lost, the way of ritual becomes important. Now, ritual is a superficial expression of the slow loss of loyalty and faithfulness and the beginning of disorder. Those who see something on the horizon may think that it is Tao flowering, when it is actually the blossoming of folly. Therefore, the wise dwell in the thick and not in the thin, are nourished by the fruit and not the flower. The sage discards that to take hold of this. Those that attained oneness since ancient times, the sky attained oneness and thus became clear. The earth attained oneness and thus became settled. The gods attained oneness and thus became potent. The valley attained oneness and thus abundance. The myriad of things attained oneness and thus life. The lords attained oneness and became rulers. It is the one that makes these what they are. The sky, lacking clarity, soon thunders apart. The earth, lacking tranquility, is soon shaken. The gods, lacking potency, soon wither away. The valley, lacking water, soon dries up. The myriad of things lacking life would perish. The lords, lacking understanding, would soon fall. Therefore, the superior must have the inferior as the root. The high must have the low as a base. Thus the rulers call themselves alone, desolate and unworthy. This is using the inferior as a base, is it not? Therefore, supreme praise is without praise, not wishing to be among others, glittering like a precious jewel, not to be too aloof like a piece of stone. Turning back is how the way moves. Weakness is the means the way employs. The myriad of things in this world are born from something, although something comes from nothing.